There's nothing to return, like it belongs to the Jew. The guy doesn't have a kinyan here. So Gemara says, true, that's what I meant to say. That there's no Torah, there's no mitzvah to return it. Why? Rashi says, Kleima. Hachinami kama. Ainam a Torah shum gzeila. The chol heichad, the east of the Mara, east of wherever it is, it's still brishus to Israel. Because there's no kinyan. Because the guy is not kind with Mashiach. Rashi says, but who are then the same sphere would have applied l'shava prutz, but would have went to shava prutz also. V'adim nokat pochas, l'ashmin and the nerigole, once told the chiddush, that even though the guy is only stealing a pochas l'shava prutz, and even though it could be Mashiach is not kind by a guy, so the guy does not have a kinyan gzela, still the guy is chayiv misa for this sphere that he gives tsar, he gives pain to a Jew. And there's no mitzvah hashava because there's no kinyan here. Anyway, it belongs to the Jew. So that's what it means. There's no special mitzvah to return it. It's the Jews anyway. The Mori Hachi is so. Eim a seifa. What does the seifa say? Bo chaveru, if anotle mimenu, if another Jew or guy comes and takes it away from the first guy, if another guy, I mean, bo chaveru, a second guy comes and steals it from the first guy, for not to memenu, neragoleho, said the second guy, also is chayiv misa. It's considered he's doing a maisa geneva. Now the question is why? If you tell me now that Mashiach is not turned by a guy, there's no real maisa geneva here, so then why is the second guy chayiv misa? Like, what did he do? Bishleima reisha, bishleima, the first case, where the first guy took the money away from a Jew. You tell me now, Mishum did Tsar really Israel, because he gives pain to a Jew. He's taken away the money from a Jew. See, even though he doesn't have a kinyan, it doesn't become his, but he's still doing something painful to the Jew. For that's the Maisa Geneva, therefore it's Chayiv Misa. A Ben Noach is Chayiv Misa for his Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach. But El is Sefer Mayavit. But the Sefer was the second guy takes away from the first guy, the first guy doesn't have a kinyan, it doesn't even belong to him, so what's wrong is the second guy doing? He's not being Messiah, the first guy, because he doesn't even own it yet. So why is the second guy chayiv misa? Like Bishleim, if you're going to tell me, Mashiach is a kinyan by a guy. So when the first guy made the Mashiach, he has a kinyan, he like owns it. Then if a second guy steals from the first one, he's chayiv misa, because he's also doing a maisa geneva. He's taking something away from the first ganef. But if you tell me now there's no kinyan Mashiach, so why is the second guy chayiv? El sefer mayavid. El shmamina, this here must be a proof that Mashiach b'yavik chavim kaina. There is a kinyan Mashiach. Shmamina, here is a good proof. And there we have a good proof that there's a kinyan Mashiach. Rosh Hashanah. Kinyan kama, therefore the first guy, when he steals it, he makes a Mashiach, he has a kinyan, it belongs to him. Now when the second guy steals from him, he's doing a second Maisa Geneva. That's why he's also chayiv. And therefore, when the Braisa says, lo nitin lishoven, so the pshat is dafka because it's pochas mishava pruta. And the svar, what's the mitzvah hashava? That you have to return something you stole back to the owner. But here, the first time the guy stole from a Jew, and he stole less than mishava pruta. So less than a Shava Pruta, the Svar always is that a Jew is Michael. A Jew always says, I don't care about it, keep it already. That's what a Braisa says. That even though the guy did the Maisa Geneva and he has a kinyan on it, he does not have a mitzvah Hashava. Since it's less than a Shava Pruta, there's no mitzvah to return. But in Echlami, here it's a good proof to say, Mashiach is kind of by a guy. A guy has a kinyan Mashiach. Who Gavra, there was a person. The Yomal Elachavri said to his friend like this, Imazvino lo lahai arya, if I'm going to sell my property, you should know lecho mazvanino lo. I'll sell it to you. That's what Reuven told his friend Shimon. I have a house here. I don't know if I'm going to sell it now, but if I ever get around to sell it, I'll sell it to you. And what happened was later, Ozal Zavn Lina Shachrini, Reuven went and sold it to a third party. So now, and then Shimon comes back and says, how could you do that? You told me, you'll sell it to me. So Omar Rabbi Yosef, Kona Kama, yes, it's a good taina. And the first one, Shimon has the right to come and get the property. You said you'll sell it to me, I have a right to receive it. Omar Abaye, Abai says back, no. Voloi Posak, that they did not make up a price yet. Reuven, the first thing he said, that he told Shimon, listen, if I ever sell my house, I'll sell it to you, but at that time there was no price yet.
We didn't say it's going to be half a million, a million. We didn't say how much it's going to be. So since we didn't make up a price, l'churus le'som chadaita. He didn't really mean it. Says, so that's not called the Kenyan. You have no achrayus to sell it to him. You didn't speak out money yet. So that's a bias tying it back. But like Posak, we didn't speak out a price yet. And the Mar says, where's the bias proof? How do I know to say this? Any time they did not speak out a price yet, there's no kin, you do not mean what you're saying yet. The Tanan, learn in our Mishnah. If a Jew sells his wine to a guy, so it depends. Pasak, if you made up a price, actually modad, before the guy made the Mishicha, dom of mutarim. Then we say, as soon as the guy makes the kinyan, right away he owns it. And right away he has to pay you back for the money, of Yain Kosher, so you can take the money. But Modad, if the guy first took it home, actually Posak, before they made up a price, so there's no Kinyan yet, and now when the guy takes it home, he touches the wine, and it makes it Yain Nesach, that still belongs to the Jew, and then when the guy pays him later, Dom of Asurim, the money is Asa. Because later it's considered like the guy is paying money for Yain Nesach. And since the guy already made this wine nesach, when it still belonged to the Jew, it's also bahanor, the Jew cannot receive any money for it. That's what our Mishnah says, that if they do not speak out a price yet, then there's no kinyan now. So the Chur, you see like Abaya, that even though Reuven told Shimon, if I sell my house, I'll sell it to you, but since we didn't speak out a price yet, you don't mean what you're saying, there's no achrayus yet to sell it in. So Mar says, okay, my heavy Allah, what's the maskana, who's right? Is Abaya right or is Rabbi Yosef right? By every law, so Gemara says, Kidi Amar, like we just said, that the Chur Abaya is right. You have a Raya from our Mishnah that before you speak out a price, there's no Kinyan. So Gemara says, no, maybe Rabbi Yosef really is right. Dilma Chumra Diyai Nesach Shani. You have no proof in our Mishnah. It could be when somebody says a statement, if I sell my house, I'll sell it to you. You mean what you said. It's a Loshen, it's a Dibur, it's a Chayvis. You are mechayiv yourself that if you sell it, you have to sell it to him. And that's the halacha, like Rabbi Yosef. Our Mishnah says, if you didn't speak out a price yet, then there's no kinyan. That's only l'chumra that there's no kinyan. That the wine still belongs to the Jew. And when the guy touches the wine, he makes it yayin nesach b'yad Yisrael. And the Jew later cannot take money for it. That's the chumra b'yayin nesach, we say, that without a psikas domiv, there's no smichas das. But a person just says, I'll sell it to you, he really means it. And therefore, the first one, Shimon, has a right to get that house to take it away from the third party. Toshma, come in here. Dioma Ravidi Beravin Uvdeheve Berav Chizda. It happened once a case by Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda Berav Huna. And when he went to Rav Huna to ask him the Shiloh, Uposhta, and it came out that the answer should be Mehor from this case. This now, we learn like this. Gemara Bo Basra. Moshak Chamorov Upoyalev. That you had your chamor, your donkey drivers or your workers, they were carrying a load for you, and you wanted to buy it, and you brought this in to your house. Rashi says, "Areishoye maybe chamor of tunin peris." You have these donkey loads of fruits, or pile of noisim bekesef, or else your workers are carrying on the shoulders. So you're selling these pears to your friend, and your friend made a mashiach, he brought it into his house.
Yeah.
So it says like this, Bein Posak, whether they made up a price, Achle Modad, before he made the Kinya Mashiach, or Bein Modad, whether they made the mashiach first, Achle Posak, before they made up the price, Loikona, there's no Kinyan yet, and both of them could retract, there's no Kinyan over here yet. Since he did not put it down yet in his reshus, there's no kinyan. Like it's still on it's still on the back of the workers. So that's not called the kinyan mashiach yet. But parkon, if they took the paris off the workers, they took paris the donkeys. Now the buyer brought these paris into his own possession, put it down into his house. So it depends. Cost like if they made up a price. Actually, modad before they made the kinyan mashicha, ein shnei mechelum lachzaben. Neither of them could retract since they made up a price. So now, when the person makes the mashicha, he's saying mechdas, it's a good kinyan. But modad, let's say they made a mashicha first. Actually, posak before they made up the price, shnei mechelum lachzaben. You have a right to retract. So for here we see, again, the svari is not like a baya. If we're here, we see the svari like a baya. Not like we said before. For here we see the svari like a baya. That even though Reuven first said, I'll sell my field to Shimon, but if he did not make up a price yet, there's no smichas das. Without a price, you have a right to be chayzer. Svari tzaraya to a baya. That without making a price, you could retract. Yeah. Right. Who garbi there was a man? The Yomel Elechavri said to his friend, Imazavinan lo are you, if I'm going to sell this field, Mizavinan lecho, I'm going to sell it to you, the Nayazuz, for $100. If I ever get around to sell this field, I'll sell it to you for $100. So they made up a price. What happened was, Ozal, this Reuven went, Zovulin Shachrin, he sold it to somebody else, a third party, the mayor of Yesrim, $120. He made $20 on the deal. So what's the locha? Is the first one up right to say, Lechura here was a smichas das. Here they made up a price. So Lechura, when he first said, if I sell, I'll sell to you, that's his chayzis. You made up a price. Omarav Kana, Kona Kama, yes, that's a store. The first one has the right to get it. You made up a price with him, even according to Abaya. Since you spoke out a price, you were some chadaita, you have to sell it to him. Maskev lo Rav Yaakov min apokhe, Rav Yaakov min apokhe asked back the question, no. Hai zuzi yansua, I'll tell you no. When did the person mean to sell to the first one for $100? But now that he sees he can get more money, and the person needs more money, so he has the right to sell to the second person. Rashi zuzi yansua, like his money forced him. Zesh shenotzen lo meyev yesrim on sula machron. V'chol kamad lo yoyev lo kuli hai, lo hevi bedaitel lizvunei. I only meant to tell you, if I sell it at a normal price, then I'll sell it to you. But now that somebody is offering me a bigger price, I have a right to sell it to the second one. I need the money. I never meant to sell it to you if I knew I can get more money. So Zuzi Ansu, he has a right to sell the second one. And the Hilchos HaTzalacha, for Rabbi Yaakov in our pocket, he has a right to say, when did I say I'll sell it to you if I didn't realize I can get more money. But now that I see somebody is willing to pay me more money, I'll die to the Ochi, I never meant to sell it to you. Therefore, he has a right not to sell to the second one.
But if he matches it?
That would be a good question. Who then he has to sell to the first one? The Chura. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Maskev lo Rabbi... Yeah. Oh, my life. Yeah. So, this is a question. Maybe it's... Yeah. Let's say somebody says, I'll sell you this field, but how much is the value of it? When three people value it, let's see how much of a price three people will value it at. So locker is, let's say you call down three people, and there was an argument. One guy said $1 million, one guy said $500,000, and two of them said $1 million, and one said $500,000. So B2 says the same, out of the three, that's enough. But you said three, you didn't mean to say they all have to agree. B, you have two saying one way, and the third one, even though he argues, that's enough. What about if you say, the Amri Betlosa? Listen, I'll make up the price. The way three people would agree to this price, the Amri Betlosa, then the Lachar is, the Amri Betlosa. And Kidiyarim Betlosa, or else Adiyarim Betlosa, then you need until three people say it. You need all three to say the same price. What about Kidishayim Biyarbo? We say how much four people will value it at? Adiyarim Biyarbo, since you went more than three, more than the regular Bezdin, what did you say four? You meant to say you want four opinions, so they have to all be equal. You only come to a common price when all four agree to the same price. So Koshchen Echid Yomalei Kidiyarim Biyarbo, sure, if he says the way four people will say, if you spoke out, I'll sell it to you at the price, the way four people will tell you the price, you need four people to give the price. Less than four people is not enough. Omalei, let's say it's like this, Kedishayimi Betlosa. I'll sell it at the price that three people value it at. V'yosei Tlosa v'shumo, three people came and made a shumo. V'yomalei Idoch, Leisei Tlosa Achrina, the Moichinah says, no, I want a different three people to come. Tikim Lutfei, I hold another three people no more than these three. I don't like the three people you brought.
Yes.
So I'm a Papa Dino, that's a good din. To Miyakiv, I have a right to say that. The Moich has a right to say, I meant three good people that know what they're talking about. Not these people you brought down, they don't know what they're talking about. So he has a right to say, I want three better people. Who told you that? How do you know the people you're going to bring know any better than these first three people? What kind of story is that? You think other people know more. And who told you so? Maybe these people know what they're talking about. All right, they know that. Like most probably we're talking about, the first three people knew how to value property. Just you're coming to say, no, I don't like what they say, I want another three people. That's not right. You said three people, you asked three people, and that's enough. The law is like Rabbi Yeshua that says, no, you can't retract. That who says the second three will do a better job than the first three, and therefore you have to remain with the first three, with the shuma the first three meant. You took these people. You also agreed to have the shuma. After they gave the value, now you said nothing doing. They didn't boom it up enough for you. You want a higher price, that you can't do. You went already to three people, you have to leave it by these three.
But you agreed originally that these
right.
people
would right. give
you the value.
Now the Mishnah says, let's say the Jew took the funnel. Took the mashpach, that's the funnel where you pour the wine through it. Umodat, and he started to measure out wine. Again, the Jew was selling the wine to the guy. So he has his funnel there, and he starts to measure out the wine. He starts to take his big barrel of wine and pour it through the funnel into the sluchas, into the jars of the guy. And then the same Jew, the same barrel of wine, the same funnel, now when he stops filling up the Geisha jar, he goes now to a Jew and starts pouring off his wine into a Jewish jar to sell the wine to a Jew. So it depends. Im yesh b'akpas yayin osur. If at the tip of this funnel there's a rim there that holds back the wine, so we say that wine was yayin netzach, because that funnel went into the jar of the guy, and in the guy's jar mistan there's still some drops of yayin netzach there that made the wine yayin netzach. So at the end, the rim of the funnel had got stuck with the yayin netzach on it. So now when you take the same funnel and start to pour the wine into the Jewish jar, you're putting yayin netzach in there. So therefore, the locker is the wine is also. Im yesh b'akpas yayin, if there's some rim that holds some of this wine, so then it's also. We'll see the Gemara exactly why. What's going to be hamara mekli al kli? Let's say you're pouring off wine from one kli into another kli. So ashira mimenu muta. The wine that you have left still in the barrel, that's still mutter. But the wine that you put off, that's awesome. So also we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is. Rashi Zamora Mikli al Kli Mufarish Biyovi Kikondoma the Goy Hamara, that he's pouring off the wine. The guy himself picked up the barrel of the Jewish wine and he starts now to pour it off into his barrel. That's the lacha. Whatever he pours off is his koichai. It came from his koyach, so it's like he touched it. Therefore, the wine that comes out is taka yayin nesach. But the wine is still left in the barrel, that's mutter. If you always say, if the guy pours off wine, the wine that comes out is also, that's yayin nesach. But the wine left in the barrel or in the jar, that's mutter. Tells the Mishnah saying, Hamor, if you pour off, what's left inside is mutter, what came out, though, is awesome. Tanan awesome. Learned the Mishnah in Tyros, that ha-nitzuk v'yaketafris o'mashke tefech einoi chibur. It's not called a chibur. Nitz again is a steady flow. If you're pouring out water from a jar and it's coming straight down into the pot and it's a steady flow, we do not say it's a chibur, that since the bottom water is touching something that's tamei, it automatically brings the tum all the way back up to the top jar. That would be called a connection. We do not say this. A flow that's going in the air, a flow of water, is not called connected together. That's nitzuk ketafris, if the water is flowing down the mountain. There's a long stream of water flowing down the mountain. It's not called a chibur. And again, because mikvah, if you have mem sort one place, is it called like it's a chibur, it's in one place? No, that's not connected. Or else the mashke, if you have a small amount of water there, tefeach, or mashke tefeach, that if you touch it, you'll become wet. That's all that's there. You have that small amount of water in between two mikvahs. So you want to know, is the mechaber, does it make the two bodies of water together? You have 20 saw here and 20 saw here. You need 40 together. So if the water in between is connecting it, it's like one big mikvah. We say no. Such a small amount of water, tefeach, Umashka the feather, if you touch it, you get wet, but you won't be able to make something else wet. So ain't a chibra, it's not called the connecting loy letuma, not filchas tuma, below letaira, not to make a mikvah out of it. Now who ashbarin, but once the water is settled in one place, then chibra letuma letaira. That's called the good chibur. If you have a body of water settled and the two bodies are touching one another, that's called the chibur for tumah and tyra. Now, Omer Afunafun has said, Nitzik ul katafrus samashka tefeach chibur in yai nesach. Even though for tumah and tyra, Nitzik is not called the chibur, but for the chumra of yai nesach, where you're pouring off wine, a Jew has a barrel of wine, and he pours off his wine into a geisha jar, so on the bottom of the jar there's yai nesach. Who say it's called a chibur? It's called like this wine now is touching Yai Nesach, so all the wine all the way back up becomes Yai Nesach. There's one connection here, it's all considered like Yai Nesach. That's what he yells. That when in Yai Nesach, we say it's called a chibur. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Minolacho, how do you know to say like this? Learn if you want to tell me, it's not like we learned. That's what the Mishnah says. Sadiq is Lutumah Latayra. Who do I have a chibur? Only for Tumah Latayra is not called a chibur. Holin Yin Yai Nesach have a chibur. But for Yai Nesach it's called a chibur. Maybe no. I must say, what does I say? Ho Ashburin. If the water is stable, then chibur Lutumah Latayra. So di gosto tum la tarin, who da vi chibur? Holin in yai nesach leia vi chibur. That even ashburin is not called a chibur. So for sure not katafris. Elam yo lek lamash from enough mil, you have no proof. He can't bring any proof whether it's called a chibur or not. Tanan, go like this. Not less tetna mishnah. Not less a mashbach. If you take the funnel, who mod el atas to chus ha-shavik chavim, and you start to pour off the wine from the barrel of Jewish wine into the goyisha jar. So then, because the Malach Hasukos are Yisrael, and after you finish filling up the Goyish jar, now you go to continue selling more wine to a Jew. So it says,